Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
And I always like to kick off the show with, you know, a positive news story. What is happening in Ireland at the moment? But I just want to take you back to last September. A fire broke out in County Offaly in the Glenisk factory when almost everything was destroyed. Luckily, no one was hurt, but it was devastating. Devastating for the Glenisk business and the employees and the suppliers. It was just awful news. Well, yesterday, something special happened, and I have the commercial director at Glenisk on the line. Emma Walls, great to have you back on. How are you?
Morning, Jennifer. I am fantastic today.
You are fantastic today. You weren't so good the last time I spoke to you back in September. It was a sad day for everybody in the company. But what happened yesterday?
Well, yesterday we started producing yogurt again for the first time after 4 months. The last time we spoke, I think I was probably a little bit shell-shocked, but a lot has happened since then. We've effectively rebuilt a yogurt factory from scratch, and we're back making yogurt.
Yay! 4 months on. Wow, fair play to you. And what was the feeling like yesterday in the place? How was everybody doing?
Elated. Everybody is absolutely ecstatic. Everybody's tired. A lot of work went into it, but just delighted. We've only started back with two of our products out of about 60 in total. So we've a long road to go, yes.
Okay.
But it was a very joyous occasion yesterday, I can tell you.
And can I ask you, how did you get back up and running, you know, so quickly?
With a lot of help and a lot of support. So staff that have worked above and beyond, they've worked weekends, they've worked nights, they've worked through Christmas. Contractors who put us to the top of the queue. Retailers who have just been willing us to return and supporting us in every possible way. And just the people of Ireland, the good wishes, the masses, the rosaries, the advice, the pocket money that was offered to us.
Did you say the rosaries?
Listen, so many masses, so many rosaries, novenas, the works, Jennifer. It was really unbelievable. It felt like the whole country was behind us, and we're feeling pretty grateful about that.
Oh, we were. We were. And was there even a crowdfunding suggested from the public after the fire?
All sorts of wacky ideas in terms of crowdfunding, kids offering us their pocket money. Now, what we actually asked people to do instead was to channel those funds towards Self-Help Africa. We had been working with them to plant 1 million trees, and people got behind it in their droves. It was actually extraordinary. So they managed to hit their target. There was 1 million trees planted this year on top of 1 million the previous year, and that's down to the people of Ireland. They're just extraordinary.
What is it about Glenisk? Why? You know what I mean? I mean, we hear these stories sometimes, but it was huge news. There was huge support for a business like this. Why do you think that is?
I don't know, Jennifer. I mean, we knew that people liked our yogurt because we were making it and people were buying it, but we had no idea what the response was going to be like when we left.
Yeah.
And actually, there was some really powerful, like, as you said, nobody was hurt, and that was the main thing. And in the days afterwards, we had calls from customers who told us stories about how Glenis, you know, was involved in their lives. And I will never forget, we got one story from a woman whose daughter had been through very lengthy cancer treatment. She was a baby. She'd been fed through a tube, and the one thing that she would eat was a Glenisk yogurt. And you know, when you hear stories like that, you think, yeah, we had a fire, but you know, nobody's sleeping on the floor at Crumlin Children's Hospital tonight.
Yeah.
Nobody's dealing with those issues. So, you know, that I think that gave us much needed perspective and a lot of encouragement to get back on our feet.
Good on you. And when will these products be in the stores? When can we see them?
They're there now. So they hit the shelves this morning. So two of our products, our two best-selling big pots are on the shelves, and the rest of the products will phase in over the coming weeks and months.
Well, listen, to you and the team, best of luck in the future. And thanks for coming on the show. You're a busy lady, so I won't keep you any longer. It's great to have you back on the shelves.
Thanks a million,
Jennifer. See you, Emma. Bye. There we go. What a gorgeous story. A gorgeous Irish business back on its feet. That's what we like to see. Morning, everyone.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.